Greetings, all of you who search for the truth. We begin a quest to improve our mornings and, consequently, our existence via the principles enunciated by Stoics in antiquity. Our first step, examining our fundamental purpose in life, identifying the center between what we love and what we can do. Imagine waking up each day with a fire in your belly, a clear sense of purpose that makes hitting the snooze button feel like robbing yourself of life's richness. That's the power of Ikigai, a concept that beautifully aligns with Stoic principles. Marcus Aurelius once said, "At dawn, when you have trouble getting out of bed, tell yourself, I have to go to work. As a human being, what do I have to complain of if I'm going to do what I was born for? The things I was brought into the world to do? Or is this what I was created for? To huddle under the blankets and stay warm?" This Roman emperor understood something crucial. Having a purpose and a reason to rise is fundamental to a well-lived life. But how do we find this purpose in our modern world? Ikigai offers us a framework. It's the sweet spot where four elements intersect: what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for. It's not about grand, world-changing missions, though it could be. For many, it's about finding meaning in the everyday. Maybe you're a teacher who loves nurturing young minds, or a baker whose perfectly crafted loaves bring joy to your community. You may be a programmer whose code makes people's lives easier. Whatever it is, your Ikigai is uniquely yours. But here's the kicker. Finding your Ikigai isn't a one-time event. It's a practice, much like Stoicism itself. It requires regular reflection and adjustment. As Seneca advised, if one does not know to which port one is sailing, no wind is favorable. So how do we start this practice? Begin by asking yourself these questions each morning. 1. What activities make me lose track of time? 2. What skills do I have that others value? 3. How can I contribute to my community or the world? 4. How can I align my passions with earning a living? Write down your answers. Let them percolate. Over time, patterns will emerge, guiding you towards your Ikigai. Remember, this isn't about finding the perfect purpose. It's about progress, about moving towards a life of meaning and fulfillment. As Epictetus said, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." By starting each day with a reflection on your Ikigai, you're not just setting yourself up for a productive morning. You're laying the foundation for a life well lived. You're giving yourself a reason to get out of bed, eager to contribute your unique gifts to the world. So tomorrow, as the first light of dawn breaks, ask yourself, what's my Ikigai? What's my reason for rising? And then, my friends, rise and meet the day with purpose. As the day winds down, we find ourselves at a crucial juncture, the evening hours. We lay the foundation for tomorrow's success in these quiet moments before sleep. The Stoics understood the power of preparation, and we do well to heed their wisdom. Seneca once wrote, "While we are postponing, life speeds by." This rings especially true when we consider our evenings. How often do we fritter away these precious hours to wake up unprepared and overwhelmed? Let's change that narrative. Your evening routine is the secret weapon in your Stoic arsenal. It's not about rigid self-denial or joyless discipline. Instead, it's about creating a space that supports your well-being and aligns with your goals. Start by setting a clear cutoff time for work and digital distractions. Marcus advised, "We need to master the art of acquiescence. We need to pay attention to our impulses making sure they don't go unmoderated, that they benefit others, that they're worthy of us. We need to steer clear of desire in any form and not try to avoid what's beyond our control. In our always-on world, stepping away from emails or social media might seem foolish, but in doing so, you're reclaiming your time and mental space. Next, take a few moments to plan for tomorrow. Jot down your top three priorities. This simple act sets a clear direction, ensuring you wake up purposefully. Marcus Aurelius started each day by telling himself, "I am rising to do the work of a human being." By planning the night before, you're giving yourself a head start on that noble work. Consider incorporating some light stretching or gentle yoga into your evening routine. This isn't just about physical flexibility. It's about creating a bridge between the day's busyness and the night's calm. As you move, let go of the day's tensions. Remember the Stoic principle of focusing on what you can control. You can't change what happened today, but can prepare for tomorrow. Reading is another powerful evening habit. Choose something inspiring or thought-provoking. The Stoics were avid readers and writers. Seneca advised, "We should hunt out the helpful pieces of teaching and the spirited and noble-minded sayings which are capable of immediate practical application. Let the wisdom of great thinkers infuse your dreams." Finally, practice gratitude. Before you sleep, reflect on three things you're thankful for. This isn't mere positivity. It's a profound Stoic practice. Marcus Aurelius began his meditations with a long list of people for whom he was grateful. By ending your day with gratitude, you're training your mind to focus on the good, building resilience for whatever tomorrow may bring. Remember, the goal isn't perfection. Some nights, life will intervene. That's okay. The Stoic evening routine is about intention, not rigidity. As Epictetus said, "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it." Let your evening routine be a living embodiment of your commitment to growth and tranquility. So as the world quiets down, take charge of your evening tonight. Prepare your mind, body, and spirit for the dawn to come. In doing so, you're not just setting yourself up for a good morning, crafting a life of purpose, one evening at a time. Picture this. The soft light of dawn filters through your window, and you reach for your phone. Suddenly, you're plunged into a whirlpool of notifications, emails, and news updates. Sound familiar? In our hyper-connected world, morning distractions have become the norm. But the Stoics, in their timeless wisdom, would urge us to resist this modern siren song. Epictetus once said, "No man is free who is not master of himself." In our mornings, this means taking control of our attention from the moment we wake. It's about creating a space of serenity and intention before engaging with the outside world's din. But why is this so crucial? Marcus Aurelius provides insight. When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, "The people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly." While this might sound pessimistic, it's a call to prepare ourselves mentally for the day ahead. And how can we prepare if we immediately immerse ourselves in distractions? So let's craft a morning sanctuary. Start by keeping your phone out of arm's reach. Better yet, consider a no-screens rule for the first hour of your day. This might initially feel uncomfortable. We're addicted to that dopamine hit of new information. But in that discomfort lies growth. Instead of reaching for your device, reach for a book. The Stoics were avid readers, understanding that wisdom often comes from those who came before us. or use this distraction-free time for meditation. Sit quietly with your thoughts for a few minutes. Observe them without judgment, much as Marcus Aurelius did in his Meditations. This mindfulness practice aligns perfectly with Stoic principles of self-awareness and emotional regulation. Physical exercise is another powerful way to start your day distraction-free. The Stoics understood the connection between physical and mental well-being. A morning walk, some yoga, or a quick workout can set a positive tone for the day, flooding your body with endorphins and sharpening your mind. Now, I hear some of you thinking, but what about emergencies? What if someone needs to reach me? To this, I'd remind you of Epictetus's words. There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will. Most emergencies can wait an hour, and for those rare true emergencies, trust that you'll be informed. Remember, the goal here isn't to permanently disconnect from the world. It's to start your day on your terms, to approach the world with intention rather than reaction. As you gradually extend your distraction-free morning time, you may be more centered, productive, and at peace. Seneca wrote, "People are frugal in guarding their personal property, but as soon as it comes to squandering time, they are most wasteful of the one thing in which it is right to be stingy." By avoiding morning distractions, you're being wisely stingy with your most precious resource, your time and attention. So tomorrow, when you wake up, resist the urge to plug into the digital world immediately. Instead, plug into yourself. Create a space of calm and intention. You're not just changing your morning. You're changing your life, one distraction-free dawn at a time. Few things are as important as being consistent in life. This is especially true when it comes to waking up simultaneously every day. The Stoics, who were practical in pursuing virtue, understood the power of having a routine. Let's see how we can use this wisdom to improve our mornings and, in turn, our lives. Epictetus once said, "No great thing is created suddenly, any more than a bunch of grapes or a fig. If you tell me that you desire a fig, I answer you that there must be time. Let it first blossom, then bear fruit, then ripen." This wisdom applies beautifully to the habit of consistent wake-up times. It's not about sudden, dramatic changes, but steady, patient cultivation. But why is a consistent wake-up time so crucial? It's about more than just being an early bird or a night owl. It's about aligning ourselves with the natural rhythms of the world and our bodies. When we wake simultaneously each day, we're not fighting against our circadian rhythm, but working harmoniously. Marcus Aurelius started each day by reminding himself, "At dawn, when you have trouble getting out of bed, tell yourself, 'I have to go to work as a human being.'" By setting a consistent wake-up time, we're committing daily to our duties as human beings, our personal growth, and the betterment of the world around us. Now, I can hear some of you thinking, "But I'm not a morning person." I'd remind you of Seneca's words, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." By establishing a consistent wake-up time, even if it's not at the crack of dawn, you're reclaiming time that might otherwise be lost to inconsistency. So how do we cultivate this habit? Start small. If you currently wake up at different times each day, choose a realistic time and stick to it for a week, even on weekends. Yes, I know the temptation of sleeping in, but remember, we're building a life here, not just managing a work week. As you set your alarm, remind yourself of Epictetus's words. "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." Reframe your consistent wake-up time not as a burden, but a gift, a daily opportunity to engage with life on your terms. When the alarm goes off, don't negotiate with yourself. The Stoics value decisive action. As Marcus Aurelius advised, when you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. Let these words be your morning mantra as you rise. Remember, the goal isn't to become a morning person if that's not your natural inclination. The goal is consistency. Whether you're waking at 5 a.m. or 9 a.m., what matters is that you're doing it consistently, creating a stable foundation for your day. As you build this habit, you may find other areas of your life falling into place. Your sleep quality may improve. Your productivity might increase. You might have more time for morning reflection or exercise. These are the ripple effects of one simple, consistent action. Seneca wrote, "If you really want to escape the things that harass you, what you're needing is not to be in a different place, but to be a different person." By establishing a consistent wake-up time, you're becoming a different person who values structure, honors commitments to themselves, and starts each day with intention. So tonight, as you set your alarm, remember, you're not just setting a wake-up time. You're setting the stage for a more disciplined, more purposeful life. And tomorrow, when that alarm sounds, rise with the knowledge that you're participating in an ancient and noble tradition, the tradition of meeting each day with consistency, courage, and clarity. In pursuing Stoic wisdom and morning routines, we might be tempted to become harsh taskmasters to ourselves. But today, let's explore a crucial aspect of Stoic practice that's often overlooked: self-compassion. In his Meditations, Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This power includes the ability to treat ourselves with kindness, especially when we fall short of our ideals. Now, you might be wondering, isn't Stoicism about endurance and discipline? Where does self-compassion fit in? The answer lies in understanding that true strength comes not from rigid self-criticism, but from a balanced approach that acknowledges our humanity. Epictetus taught, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This applies to external events and our actions and perceived failures. When we miss our alarm, skip our morning meditation, or fall back into old habits, how we react to ourselves can make all the difference. Practicing self-compassion doesn't mean making excuses or lowering our standards. Instead, it's about responding to our shortcomings with understanding and a commitment to growth. It's recognizing that the path to virtue is not a straight line, but a series of attempts, failures, and renewed efforts. So how do we cultivate this self-compassion in our morning routine? Start by acknowledging that every day is a new opportunity. If yesterday's morning didn't go as planned, today is a chance to begin again. As Seneca advised, begin at once to live and count each separate day as a separate life. When you face setbacks, try this Stoic exercise. Speak to yourself like a good friend facing the same situation. Would you criticize them for hitting snooze once? Or would you encourage them to try again, acknowledging the challenge, but focusing on the opportunity for growth? Remember, the goal of our morning routine is not perfection, but progress. Seneca reminds us, we suffer more often in imagination than in reality. Often, our harshest critic is the voice in our head. By practicing self-compassion, we can quiet that critic and focus on meaningful change. This doesn't mean abandoning discipline. Instead, it's about finding a balance. As you build your morning routine, set realistic expectations. If you're not a morning person, don't expect to suddenly leap out of bed at 5 a.m. with a smile. Start where you are and gently push your boundaries. When you succeed in meeting your morning goals, please take a moment to acknowledge them. This isn't vanity. It's reinforcing positive habits. Recognizing your successes, no matter how small, is an exercise of this power. And on those mornings when things don't go as planned, take a deep breath and remember Epictetus's words. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Respond with kindness to yourself. Learn from the experience, and then move forward. Practicing self-compassion in your morning routine isn't just about feeling good. It's about creating a sustainable practice that can weather the ups and downs of life. It's about building resilience, not through harsh self-judgment, but through understanding and persistent effort. So tomorrow morning, as you embark on your routine, carry with you this stoic wisdom. Be as kind to yourself as you would be to others. Recognize your efforts, learn from your missteps, and keep moving forward. In this balance of discipline and self-compassion, we find the true strength of the stoic path. In the grand tapestry of life, it's often the most minor threads that hold everything together. This chapter will explore the power of small, disciplined acts in our morning routine and how they can transform our days and lives. The great Stoic philosopher Epictetus once said, "No great thing is created suddenly, any more than a bunch of grapes or a fig." This wisdom aligns beautifully with the words of Lao Tzu, who taught, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." Both remind us that monumental change often comes from small, consistent actions. So what do these small, disciplined acts look like in the context of our morning routine? It could be as simple as making your bed as soon as you rise. This might seem trivial, but Admiral William McRaven famously said, "If you want to change the world, start by making your bed." It's a small victory that sets the tone for the day, a physical representation of order and discipline. Perhaps it's taking 5 deep breaths before your feet hit the floor, centering yourself for the day ahead. The Buddha taught, "What you think, you become. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create." By starting your day with this small act of mindfulness, you're setting an intention for calm and focus. Maybe it's drinking a glass of water before anything else, honoring your body's need for hydration after hours of sleep. As the Greek physician Hippocrates advised, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." Water, the most basic of nutrients, is a morning medicine for body and mind. The key is consistency. As Will Durant wisely noted, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Each small, disciplined act, repeated daily, becomes a building block of character. Now, you might be thinking, how can these tiny actions make a difference? To this, I'd remind you of the words of Vincent van Gogh, "Great things are done by a series of small things brought together." It's not about the magnitude of each action, but their cumulative effect over time. Start by choosing 1 or 2 small acts to incorporate into your morning routine. It could be a minute of stretching, writing down 3 things you're grateful for, or simply taking a moment to state your intentions for the day. As Marcus Aurelius advised, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." Remember, the goal isn't to radically overhaul your morning in one go. That's a recipe for burnout and disappointment. Instead, focus on small, manageable changes. As the Chinese philosopher Confucius taught, it does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop. When you inevitably face mornings where these small acts feel challenging, recall the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson: "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Your strength, discipline, and potential for growth lie within you, waiting to be expressed through these small morning acts. Over time, these small, disciplined acts become the cornerstone of a more purposeful, productive life. As you master one habit, you can gradually add others. But always remember the wisdom of Bruce Lee: long-term consistency trumps short-term intensity. It's not about perfect mornings, but consistent effort. So tomorrow, as you meet the day, remember the power of small, disciplined acts. Whether making your bed, taking a moment to breathe, or simply smiling at yourself in the mirror, know that you're not just going through the motions. You're building character, one small act at a time. In the words of Mahatma Gandhi, your beliefs become your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits become your values become your destiny. In our journey to craft a meaningful morning routine, we arrive at a profound Stoic practice: memento mori, or remember that you must die. This isn't meant to be morbid, but a powerful tool for living fully. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." This reminder of our mortality isn't about inducing fear, but inspiring purposeful living. Each morning, take a moment to reflect on the finite nature of your existence. This practice can be as simple as asking yourself, "If this were my last day, how would I want to live it?" It's about shifting perspective, not dwelling on death. Seneca advised, "Let us prepare our minds as if we'd come to the very end of life. Let us postpone nothing. Let us balance life's books each day." By remembering our mortality each morning, we're prompted to prioritize what truly matters. This practice encourages us to 1. Live with intention. 2. Express gratitude for another day. 3. Focus on what's truly important. 4. Let go of petty concerns. Memento mori isn't about being somber, it's about being present and appreciative. It's a reminder to make the most of our time, starting with how we approach each morning. So tomorrow, as you begin your day, remember, this day is a gift and it's up to you to make it count. Let the awareness of your mortality be not a burden, but a catalyst for living fully and purposefully. As we conclude our exploration of Stoic morning routines, let's reflect on a profound truth. The way we start our day shapes everything that follows. The ancient Stoics understood this, as do many of today's most successful individuals. Consider Jack Dorsey, who begins each day with meditation and exercise, or Jeff Bezos, who prioritizes family time in the morning. These modern leaders, like the Stoics before them, recognize the power of a purposeful morning routine. But remember, success isn't about mimicking others. It's about finding what works for you, guided by timeless wisdom. Whether it's practicing gratitude, avoiding distractions, or remembering your mortality, each element we've discussed is a tool for crafting a more intentional, fulfilling life. The Stoic morning routine isn't about perfection. It's about progress. It's about starting each day with purpose, resilience, and a commitment to personal growth. As you implement these practices, be patient with yourself. Remember, as Marcus Aurelius said, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. As you leave this video, I challenge you to choose one aspect of the Stoic morning routine and incorporate it into your life. Start small, be consistent, and watch as it transforms not just your mornings, but your entire approach to life. Thank you for joining us on this journey of Stoic wisdom. Remember, you're part of a community striving for personal growth and societal betterment. Until next time, this is the Stoic Community, wishing you mornings filled with purpose and days lived with virtue.